We'll entertain a motion to come back into regular session from recess for purpose of public hearing. Mr. Sheridan, I have four. Motion, Mr. Arletz.
Motion.
Second.
So moved, I should say.
Mrs. Deaver.
Yekin.
Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arletz.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now in regular session for public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for our zoning hearings. They are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. Our first hearing today is conditional use number 2047, filed on behalf of Delmarva Petroleum Service. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for equipment storage and repair for a contracting business located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.972 acres, more or less. The property is located northeast of Daniel Pond Road, Route 38, approximately 700 feet north of Fleetown Road, Road 224. The 911 address is 9483 Clendaniel Pond Road, Lincoln. The tax map ID is District 230 and Map 13, Parcel 148. For the benefit of the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 12th of 2016. In the process of setting up for the public hearing, the Commission was advised that staff was in receipt of a service level evaluation from DLDOT and that a traffic impact study was not required. The Department of Engineering Utility Planning Division did submit comments. There was a staff analysis provided to the commission and to the record, and the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. On behalf of the applicant, Dennis Schrader Esquire was present with Curtis Walls, property owner and business owner, giving testimony into the record. There were were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. On May 12th, the commission did defer action for further consideration, and on May 26th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2047 for Delmarva Petroleum Service to operate equipment storage and repair for a contracting business based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is on a parcel with a residence and the applicant's son will continue to reside on the property. Two, the property is owned AR1 agriculture residential. The uses will be very similar to equipment storage and maintenance associated with farming operations and agricultural equipment. Three, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. The nearest dwelling is also more than 150 feet away. Four, there will be no significant traffic generated by the use since there are not any sales, displays, or customers on the property. Five, the proposed use provides a service to residents and businesses in Sussex County without any significant negative impact. Six, the use is consistent with the prior use of the property for business purposes. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to equipment storage and repairs associated with the applicant's petroleum service business. B, as stated by the applicant, no sales or display shall occur on the site. C, as stated by the applicant, no petroleum storage shall occur on the site other than what is required for day-to-day operations of the applicant's vehicles and equipment. D, all security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And E, all parking and equipment storage location shall be clearly shown on the final site plan, which shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with four votes to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Johnson did not participate in the voting since he was not present for the public hearing. I made reference to a staff analysis a few months ago. Staff started preparing memorandums to the commission to give a backlog, background, and analysis of the public hearing applications. And the commission was advised of this background and analysis. And the memo was approximately seven paragraphs. The final decision was that the staff has no objection to the conditional use to allow for equipment storage and repair for a contracting business as it is consistent with the land use in the comprehensive plan, as it is a use that can be considered through the conditional use process. We did note that there is an opportunity to provide additional landscaping around the north, east, and south sides of the fenced-in area to provide additional screening to create a consistent buffer from the adjacent residential uses. And that was provided to the commission before they made their decision on this application. I received no additional comments from the agency or individuals to date since the public hearing.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney with Morris James here in Georgetown, and I represent the interests of the applicant, Delmarva Petroleum Services. I have with me Mr. Curtis Walls to my left, your right, in the green shirt, who will speak to you in a few minutes about this particular application. We have submitted to the commission and into the council also an exhibit book that contains several items that will assist you today in reviewing this particular application, including the application itself, a copy of the tax map, an aerial photo of the site, a street view of the site, DelDOT support facilities report, the site plan, a deed to the property, certificate of occupancy, and as is always the case, we submit to you proposed findings of fact and conditions for your use if you should favor us later by granting this particular application. This site is located, on the northeast side of Plendaniel Road, north of Fleetown Road. It contains 4.972 acres of land and is situated in an AR1 agricultural residential district. The current use of the property is an equipment storage and repair for an existing business, and we seek today to confirm that business with a conditional use. Under the current land use plan, this is a low density area, and under the state strategies map for spending, it is a level 4 area. There is on-site well and on-site septic for the disposal of waste. There are no wetlands delineated on site, and if you will permit me, I will introduce Mr. Walls, and we'll let him describe the site and his business operations there. Mr. Walls? If you will, please identify yourself for the benefit of the council.
Afternoon. Curtis Walls, Delmar Petroleum Service, and we submitted this application.
And tell us all what Delmarva Petroleum Service does.
We provide services to the petroleum distributors, C-stores, and a lot of private individuals for tank removals, upgrades, things like that. We don't sell petroleum products. We don't store them. We just provide a service to maintain and improve them.
You're a repair guy.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And you also repair gas pumps, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We don't have anything to do with the price of the fuel. We just work on them.
You didn't make it go up,
huh? No. I'd like to make it go down.
All right. Just checking.
Good answer.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wilson.
Describe, if you will, please, the site that you work from. And for the benefit of the council, it's on tab 7. There is a site plan map that will show you what this property looks like. Curtis, tell me what you do here.
Well, like I said, there's a home on site. My son lives there on site. Basically, we like that to have our business there to keep it. We can keep an eye on everything we do. I have 5 employees that come there every day, but at approximately 7 o'clock, we usually leave by 7:30 because we work out here on the eastern shore. Anywhere on the shore, we work off site. We don't work there. Usually back 5:30 in the evenings, 5 days a week.
Your service company is in the rear of the property, correct?
Yes, that's right. There's a fence that separates the home from the business itself.
And there's screening around the property?
Trees around the outside perimeter.
And what's the closest neighbor you have?
It would be the neighbor to the back, probably from our property line, or from the building itself, 150, 200 feet.
And as far as the other surrounding property or other properties surrounding your property are concerned, are they generally vacant in agricultural use?
I have farm fields on the south side, part of the rear side, and there's a home to the north side, probably it's 150 feet away.
Do you have any security lighting on these
properties? On 3 sides of the building.
And is it downward directed?
Oh, faces down, yes.
And you do have screening between you and your neighbors, correct?
That's correct.
On your day-to-day operations, how many employees do you have at this site?
5.
And do they report here and leave, or do they stay at site?
No, we report and leave.
And do they come back? Supposed to.
I hope so. Yeah, they come back in the evenings, and then they just, that's normal 5 days. Sometimes we're on call. We come in on a Saturday if we're called out to work.
Now, as far as your buildings are concerned, do you store replacement parts or replacement equipment to be used in your jobs?
Well, yeah, we store gas pumps that we're by to put out on site, but most of our buildings are for equipment storage. We try to keep everything inside.
If I'm one of your employees and I come in and I'm going to be assigned to do a job and I need to repair something and a replace part, I come back, get it here, go back to the job site.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is there any repair work actually done on this site?
No.
Trips per day. How many trips per day do you think that your employees generate off this site?
Well, the employees, normally it's one trip a day for them. Myself, I'm in and out numerous times a day.
What's the traffic like on the road in front of your business?
Well, it's rural, so I don't know. I couldn't say per day how many vehicles. You can sit there for an hour sometimes and not see any. Sometimes, depending on the day, you'll see a few cars.
Okay. Have you ever had anybody complain about your business being located at this site?
No complaints.
You do have wastewater on site?
Yes.
For you and your employees?
Yes.
And you have a well on site?
That's correct.
Okay, this business is here, but you don't have a conditional use. How did that happen?
Well, when I bought it, there was a business there. And then we put up, according to the drawing, we put up a pole shed back probably 3 years ago. We came and got a permit for that for equipment storage. We got it approved. We got our occupancy permit. And then I was talking to some friends of mine in Lincoln there, probably 6 months ago now, and we got to talking about zoning, and I thought, I need to check on this. Realized we weren't zoned properly, so that's why we're here.
So you didn't get violated?
No, sir.
And the prior business was what?
It was a granite business. They cut granite there.
Which wasn't also permitted?
Apparently it wasn't, no. But the one block building was there when we bought it. That's where he cut the granite. We got the permit for the pole shed when we put it up with the county. And then, like I said, we never got violated, but I wanted to come here and apply to try to make sure we don't get violated.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the presentation we have on behalf of the applicant. I just remind you again that there are at least that this is consistent with the comprehensive plan. It meets the requirements of a conditional use. There are proposed conditions and findings of fact available to you if you choose to use them. I remind you also that the staff did analyze this particular application and indicated that there is no objection to it. And last but not least, the nice folks at the Planning and Zoning Commission, having heard this application, recommended that it be approved by the council on today's date. Mr. Walls and I are here to available to you to answer any other questions you may have about this application.
Any questions from council?
I have one. Yeah. You call it a petroleum service business, but
yes, ma'am.
What's a typical repair that you would make?
If you had a home heating oil tank, Denver State of Delaware is trying to remove all the underground storage tanks now. We provide a service to take those out.
Okay.
Put a new above ground. Same thing like on your.
But that's not really. That's just you're talking about propane.
No, ma'am.
Oh.
Oil.
Oil. Okay. Yeah. The old
and
gas stations.
The uh-huh. C stores out here, your convenience stores.
Uh-huh.
We provide service to upgrade them. Any repairs on the tanks, underground lines, things like that.
Okay. So anything it really is to do with petroleum, that's for sure.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. And there is absolutely no storage of
the only storage we have a 500-gallon tank for diesel fuel for our equipment. That's the only
uh-huh.
thing we use.
So you don't need it in order to test anything? Or,
oh,
actually,
no,
you
no,
do
ma'am.
The work on their site.
Excuse me?
Do you do work on equipment in the building, or do you usually go out to the site?
Oh, no, we go out to the site. We do the equipment
okay.
repairs on site.
So really, you're just storing equipment.
We store
you
our
go
own equipment
out to
yes,
service.
Ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. So it's always some.
You had a question about testing anymore. All the testing we do on underground
yeah.
storage systems is what we call dry testing. You do it, used to be we had to fill the tanks up.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore, we don't do that. It's all dry, what we call dry.
Tough business.
Yeah.
We used to have a marina and we sold gas. And
you know all about it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's worse now.
Oh, boy. So I don't envy you. But you don't really take any kind of equipment in. You don't repair it.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm.
As far
okay.
as equipment repair, what we do, like we have the one building inside, we work on our own trucks. We change
mm-hmm.
oil, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
oh.
major, but we just service our own vehicles.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Quick question. Mentioned here on point number one that the applicant's son will continue to reside on the property. I'm just curious. I guess that was a requirement of the conditional use, but in the event the son decides to move or something happens, what happened? I mean, kind of wondering why is that important for this application for the son to are you the son or not, you are not the son?
No, my son
just,
lives there.
Just to clarify, but
yeah.
I'm wondering why that is a requirement in this application.
It is not a requirement in this application. I don't believe it's referred to as a finding of fact because it would indicate that a member of the family would be present for purposes of security.
Okay.
A long time ago in another country far, far away, there was a case called Reed versus somebody that indicated that you can't limit a conditional use to ownership by a particular person. So we can tell you that they're there, they're going to provide security, there's going to be somebody to watch it. But you couldn't say that this conditional use is only applicable as long as Walls lives there.
Right. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. The conditions themselves are 8A through E, mm-hmm. which does not include that. It's just in the findings that indicated that okay. he's planning to be there.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Any other questions from council? If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Mr. President, seeing none, we can close the public mm-hmm. hearing on this matter.
Yes.
And if it's the desire of the council, close public record.
Yeah.
Close public comment. Yes. Council, close public record. Mm-hmm. Mr. Moore, read a short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for equipment storage and repair for contracting a business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.972 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning is 1 through 7, and conditions 8A through E.
Pleasure, Council.
I move to that it be a...
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr.
I'll second it.
Arlett, to approve conditional use number 2047 for the reasons stated and with the conditions as written in the public record. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, this is pretty straightforward in my opinion, and also in planning and zoning's opinion, they give these conditions A to E, and I'm saying yes, of course, with the conditions as well as. For the reasons that they had stated.
Cole.
I'll vote yes also and support the planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote with P&Z.
I also agree with planning and zoning's findings and their conditions placed, although yes, motion carried.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The next matter is conditional use number 2048, filed on behalf of Delaware Shore Equity, LLC. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is for the benefit of council, I'll pass down again. I have four if you don't mind sharing those booklets provided by the applicant. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.457 acres, more or less. Property is located east of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, 1,150 feet southwest of Jordan Way, being Road 289. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 502. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 12th of 2016. The Commission was advised that staff is in receipt of a service level evaluation from DLDOT and the traffic impact study was not required. The Utility Planning Division of the County Engineering Department submitted comments. The Commission was provided with a staff analysis that is a part of the record, and the applicant did submit an exhibit booklet. Dennis Schrader Esquire was present on behalf of the applicant with David George, property and business owner, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On May 12th, the Commission did defer action for further consideration. On May 26th, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton asked Mr. Robertson to read Mr. Burton's motion. Mr. Robertson read that Mr. Burton moves that the Commission grant conditional use 2048 for Delaware Shore Equity, LLC, for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment based upon a record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located on Route 24, which is a significant roadway in the area. This use, with no retail sales or other significant activity on the site, is appropriate for this location along Route 24. Two, the use is situated on 1.457 acres of parcel of land. It is situated among other larger parcels of land. The use is compatible with the surroundings and will not have a negative impact on neighboring properties or roadways. Three, no work is done at the site, and all employees start the workday from their own homes. The existing building will only be used to store equipment and vehicles. for the applicant stated that he previously operated business from his home. As the business successfully grew, another more appropriate location was needed. This site allows a reasonable expansion of the applicant's previous business in an appropriate location that will serve the residents of Sussex County. 5, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. 6, small businesses such as this are appropriate in the environmentally sensitive area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. 7, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment. B, there shall be no retail sales from the property. C, no vehicle repair shall be performed on site. D, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. G, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Saturday and Sundays closed. H, signage shall not exceed 6 square feet on each side and shall not be lighted. I, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 4-0. Mr. Johnson did not participate in the vote since he was not present during the public hearing. I made reference to the staff analysis. Staff analysis was prepared on May 4th and provided to the commission for their review. In the staff review, for the 7 paragraphs, makes reference to a background and analysis of the site, makes reference to the comprehensive plan and the ordinances, the surrounding area, the zoning as it exists, and staff has no objection to this conditional use to allow for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment as it is consistent with the land use in the comprehensive plan, a use as an office in an appropriate use, and there is a fire station across the street, a home-based business in the area, and a boat storage facility in the area. Staff did note that there was an opportunity to provide a landscape buffer or opaque fencing around the east, west, and south sides of the property to provide screening to create a buffer from the adjacent current or future residential uses.
That's our staff.
I received no additional agency or individual comments to date on this application.
Thank you. Any questions?
That is from our staff.
Yes.
Yeah, planning and zoning. Okay. Very good.
Seeing no questions, Mr. Schrader.
Thank you. And I remain Dennis Schrader from Morris James.
Yeah.
And
you haven't changed. Lawyers usually can change
fast. I like your time,
fast.
By the way, Ms. Cole.
She's trying to butter me up.
Yeah, you know.
I've seen it.
I may need to vote. This is the application of Delmarva Shore Equity. This property is located right across the road from the combined Rehoboth Beach Lewis Volunteer Fire Company, to give you some ideas to where it is located. I have with me Dave George on my left, your right, sitting in the second row, who is the proprietor of the business that's located on this site. As is my practice, we've provided you with a exhibit book that contains a copy of the application, the boundary survey, the site plan, aerial photo, a street view of the site, the facilities report from DLDOT, a copy of the deed and subdivision plot, and proposed findings and conditions. Should you favor us with a granting of the application today, I would like to have Mr. George to come forward, please, to the podium, and I'll have a couple questions for him. State your name, please, for the record.
Dave George.
And what business are you in, sir?
Heating and air conditioning.
And business is good today, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
How long have you been in the heating and air conditioning business?
22 years.
And where are you currently located?
In Joy Beach, which is roughly 5 miles from this location.
And business is good enough that you need to expand?
Yes, we needed more space. Garage was a bit full.
And so what do you anticipate doing on this particular site in this building?
Storing equipment, parts, allows people to stop back during the day and pick things up.
And when you say people, you're referring to your employees, correct?
My wife and I, and we have 3 employees.
And do they come to the site for work orders and to go out to their jobs?
We do most of that by email. They start from their homes and do service work.
And what do you anticipate being delivered to this site?
Heating and air equipment, 2 to 3 times a week.
Do you have security lighting at these buildings?
We do.
And is there any screening between this building or your site and your neighbors?
Yes, it's buffered on one side, roughly 15 foot wide with forest. On the other side, the neighbor left a buffer as well, so, and to the rear is woods. So.
And how long is a typical day in your business?
It varies. Right now, 12, 14 hours.
But you will not be open at this site for that long?
No, again, we work from our homes, go home at the end of the day.
And only for deliveries and distribution to your employees?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What's the effect of John J. Williams Highway on your business?
It's a very busy street. Traffic is consistent. I've been surprised at seemingly all hours, weekends, evenings, now that I'm working, you know, on the property itself. It's busy.
Does it interfere with your business?
No.
In your opinion, does your business interfere with John J. Williams Highway?
Not at all.
Does this building and the way it is constructed and what you propose, is it consistent with the neighboring conditions?
I would say yes. We have 2 boat repair places close by, storage areas. Peddler's Village is close, 2 churches, and then the fire hall.
Do you have wastewater on site?
Yes.
In order to treat waste from your business?
We do.
How about water supply?
Yes.
Okay. If you'd sit down for just a second, I'm going to get a couple more things on the record, and we'll see if there's any questions. The site is 1.457 acres of land. It's currently used as an empty building. If, in fact, this conditional use is granted, the proposal of Mr. George would be to use it as a warehouse and office site to receive and store HVAC equipment. As was noted in Mr. Burton's motion, I believe it was, this is in an ESDZ low density area with a level 2 on the state strategies map. We did provide you with copies of all the information that was available to us by way of any reports and the DLDOT letter of no objection or service report. There was also the letter of no objection from the staff. This is on a public highway. There are no wetlands delineated on site, and we have provided you with, of course, the proposed findings of fact and conditions should you favor us with the granting of this application. Mr. George and I are available to answer any questions that you may have about his future operations.
Any questions from council?
It's on his side of 24. I learned that last week.
The staff did say something about landscaping because it is still zoned residential. It's a residential zone. The area is residentially zoned, and they referenced possible landscaping,
yes,
or buffer. And I didn't see anything in the conditions that would say that your applicant should put any. Is there any problem with doing some buffering from the adjoining residential properties?
I don't think so, but I'm going to let Mr. George answer that.
The only residence is to the right, and
the land is zoned residential, so I mean it's still AR1 zoned land, so we just got to consider it's important to protect those residential nature of those
certainly
areas,
is.
Right?
The only neighbor that we have, and
right,
we have discussed that, and actually I offered to plant additional buffer there, but I left 15 foot of the natural buffer that was
okay
on the property
okay
when we got it, and they're okay satisfied with that.
Oh, okay, okay, but okay. Mm-hmm. Just so I guess in the site plan, then you don't have any problem if the site plan reflects what's already there,
mm-hmm,
right, so it doesn't get knocked down or something. The other thing is the hours of operation. Since you're not dealing with the public, do we care? I'm asking the council really more so than you. We have a condition here about your hours of operation. It's very hard for the council to enforce that. And I would prefer eliminating hours of operation as part of the conditions. Would you have any problem with that?
Meaning that the hours could be, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I didn't think you'd. But now with the council, I don't see a reason to put hours of operation in an operation that doesn't have the general public coming up and doing retail sales, right?
No retail whatsoever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Any comments from the rest of the council? I would make a suggestion.
Excellent idea. I thought the same thing.
Well, why? It's about time you said something.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Okay.
So there's no retail. There's
a little slow on the draw today.
Is it in there because it was something that was offered by you guys, by the applicant?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
There's no noise producing equipment or any kind of thing like that?
If it gets hot on Sunday, Joe, it won't hurt a thing from coming look at your air conditioner.
Well, I can't hear what you just said, but I was asking, you're not going to run any kind of equipment that makes a whole lot of noise. Is that right?
No, certainly not.
Okay. I'm thinking about the neighbors.
Yeah.
I wonder why planning and zoning staff recommended that.
Pardon me?
I'll
explain it to her afterwards.
Interesting. I just...
And one other thing would be outside storage. Is there any outside storage at this site?
No, there isn't. Everything's inside the building right now. If I did put something outside, I would certainly fence it.
I'm just saying, in here, there's nothing about outside storage. See, a lot of times these conditional uses, they run with the land, not with the individual. So to make sure that you end up not selling it in a couple of years and somebody then clutters up the whole yard with outside storage. So would you have a problem with a condition being no outside storage?
Well, I noticed in one of the recommendations was that dumpsters would have to be covered by a fence. So if I wanted to store some equipment outside, I would do the same thing as a dumpster would be required.
Everett could word something, or Dennis, if you have any suggestion for Everett about...
I was surprised, but I thought that if someone purchased the property, they would have to resubmit. The conditional use would carry...
Nope, runs with the land, not you.
Right.
Right, Dennis?
Yes, sir.
You didn't explain that to him?
I did.
Okay. He wasn't listening.
I didn't explain it as well as you did.
He wasn't listening?
At any rate, I would be a good neighbor and keep things hidden, yes.
Next time you get an application.
Abbott. Spend some real money.
I don't know what to say.
Any other questions?
I'm assuming we're going to have an office inside. We're going to have a restroom and sanitary facility and that type of thing. Okay, and that was why you mentioned, I guess, that it's on, you said county sewer, right?
No, it has a private septic.
On site.
Actually, the county's very close on either side, but not there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I bet they catch up with him sometimes soon.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't think I have any other things. You're just most likely going to be storing compressors and that type of equipment. I mean,
yes, that's correct. Parts.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. About the trucks, service trucks.
The intent is to keep them inside. I made the building at a size that we could keep things inside the building. Excuse me?
You have room for all that?
Well, as I said, most of the trucks go home with the service people,
right.
But whatever is on the property would be inside.
Oh, darn. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice big building you got up there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, often that is a complaint of people that live around.
Well, for security reasons, because some of the parts that we carry and materials are rather expensive.
Yes,
so
to leave that on the parking lot.
I bet you don't store any copper outside, do you?
Yeah, right.
Joan is known for getting into the details, the little details.
Any other questions?
I know. We need...
Keeps us straight.
Oh, my
any other questions from council?
How many compressors? Don't you know what I have? Compressors?
I know all about compressors.
Seeing no other questions, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Mr. George, you're getting all lucky.
The next
group gets worse.
And George, you're the one who wants to keep moving.
I know.
Is there anyone that wants to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's council's desire to close the public record as well.
Close public hearing? Yes. Okay, with council, we'll close public record?
Yes.
Mr. Moore, I guess you need to read a short title, and then we'll see if there's any kind of amendment.
That is correct. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.457 acres, more or less for reasons 1 through 6 and conditions 7A through I as given by planning and zoning.
I've got a suggestion. I'll make a motion that we strike G.
Okay.
References hours of operation.
Okay, we should do that first. First.
That's the one I want to do for, yeah.
Motion, Mr.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to strike 7G from the conditions.
Right, and we'll just re-letter them later, I guess.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
The other thing is about outside storage. You were
right.
Scribbling down there.
You can, we could add no outside storage unless properly screened with fencing or landscaping.
As approved by the
site plan.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Second. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Question on that motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes. Obviously, yes. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Cole?
The last thing would just a buffer as approved by, you know, just there should be some buffer on the site plan that we approve.
Okay. If that's the case, the one that we just passed will renumber that G.
Okay.
That will go in that spot. And under I, the final site plan, which shall contain a landscape buffer along any residences. Shall be subject to review and approval by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Well, instead of saying residences, that might imply a building or a structure or a house. I don't think there are any homes right next door.
There is one home, as I said.
Okay, on next door.
Yes.
Well, we'll just. I'm just getting it in. I think on the conditions so that, like I said, if something happens 10 years from now,
okay.
A homeowner could have an expectation there'd be a buffer.
Okay, so the final site plan shall include a landscape buffer.
Yeah,
as
approved by planning and zoning.
And our staff recommended.
All right, that's cold. I'll make a motion. We adopt the
your addendum.
Well, we have to.
First.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Motion that would be I.
Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
To
add that.
Approve 7I as amended.
Yes.
Question on a motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, will you short title, please?
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.457 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 6, and the amended conditions 7A through I.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to approve conditional use 2048.
As amended.
For the reasons and with the conditions as amended. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I'm going to vote yes, according to what planning and zoning's found, and making note of the amended conditions. And I have to say that here's one more business going up on 24 and DelDOT doesn't even want a traffic study, but it's a very small project. And that's where we stand with that. And I'll just say yes, according to the amended conditions and with and the reasons planning and zoning gave.
Cole.
I'll vote yes with the amended conditions.
Arlett.
I shall also vote yes per the amended conditions and hope you continue to grow your business.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. Also, what P&Z has said.
I also agree with the conditions as amended, although yes, motion carried.
Okay.
Next.
The next item is change of zone number 1797, filed on behalf of John P. and Sherry B. Disharoon. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you.